Welcome back to Farm Talk. We're going to visit now with my friend, the executive director of the FSA office here in North Dakota, Brad Thickeson. Brad, how you been?
Very good. Yep. Enjoying this nice mild winter. It's going to seem like we didn't have winter if this keeps on.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it has been pleasant from that standpoint, but one thing we could sure use some of, and that is moisture. I think most, if not all, of the state could use some moisture right now. Is that a huge concern that you're hearing?
Oh, yeah. We've been meeting with Extension, you know, say twice a month or whatever, and NANA is kind of giving us the, you know, drought indicator. And the whole state now is definitely, I think, in a drought, and it's kind of a scary time for that. But then the same token, if we're going to have a drought, you know, having it in January, February is not a bad time to have it. So we'll get some spring rains, and we'll get this thing freshened up, and we'll get 2021 getting off on a good start.
Well, lots of programs that we want to talk about, get folks caught up on, and I guess we'll start near the top and go with the primary CRP. The sign-up is underway. What details do we need to know?
Yeah, so sign up for the general CRP 56, they call it. You know, CRP is a 35-year-old program now. It was first initiated 35 years ago, and we are, you know, losing some acres. You know, it's coming out of production, and we get a chance to sign up some other marginal acres. And I think CRP's come up with a different animal, where the fact that, you know, we used to think of whole fields or whole quarter sections or whole farms that went into CRP. That's not the case anymore. We have producers that have some tough ground that maybe needs to be set aside, and, you know, with all the different programs and the, you know, different incentives, you know, that can be advantageous. Take that low productive soils out and get it into a conservation program. So that's sign-ups from January 4th until March 12th. And we're encouraging producers to make that contact with your county office, because right now we can't walk in and ask questions about it. We have to actually make a phone call, or we got to do an email. And those are not the best of things, but that's what we're working with today. And we encourage producers to do those vehicles of making that phone call, and then we will instruct them accordingly on how to get those acres signed up.
Brad, is everything that we're going to talk about today up on farmers.gov?
Is that absolutely. That is our best vehicle of, you know, getting to find the county email address. And, you know, for those that aren't familiar with the emails or even on a website or searching and all that, you know, we still encourage you. You know, there's still phone books out there, and we can still, we know that number. And I know sometimes you don't like leaving a message, but sometimes, you know, our offices are busy, and you have to do that. And please don't be scared of leaving a message. We'll get back to you. I mean, these county offices are trying to figure out how to do this new way of business during these pandemic times.
Another new program coming out, the Quality Loss Program. What do we need to know?
Well, quality loss is from, you know, it's hinged onto the WIP Plus program that, you know, addresses the 18 and 19 crop years. And, of course, the 19 crop year, especially, you know, when we talk about corn test weight and we talk about wheat quality issues across the state of North Dakota are a big issue. You know, Senator Hovind's been very instrumental in getting this program launched and also getting, you know, some monies into it. So right now we have started a sign up here that, you know, started on January 6th, and we run it until March 6th, where a producer, if they had quality issues on the crop that they sold, it has to be crop that they sold, that they can go in and apply for this program with your local FSA office. I shouldn't say go in, but make that contact again and get that application. One thing I need to caution producers on, though, is that this program has got a sign-up period, and there will be no monies distributed until after the sign-up is over, because with WIP Plus and WIP Quality, that it's all coming out of the same pot of money. And what they're concerned about is that with the applications, which is a big unknown, we might have not enough money in that kitty, so to speak, to be able to pay all these producers at 100% level. So it'll be a factor of that in order to get those monies distributed out evenly.
What do we need to know about CFAP 3? I know that there's a few details out. It's not going to be as big as CFAP 2, but is there anything that we haven't heard of, or just in general your thoughts?
We can say that, you know, that there is money there in the last CARES Act funding that the producers will be, agriculture producers will be participating in some form or fashion. And we're hoping it's a very low impact to the producer and also to our county staff. So I think the data that is already in our data bank, and it's going to be like we give a percentage of a certain payment that we've given in the past. That's my hope, and it's supposed to be very low impact and very low work error. Okay. Workload for the county office and the producer.
Okay, a sad question. So we got a new administration coming in, a Democratic administration. Unfortunately, your position is, I guess, how would you describe it? Is it a term to political? You just administrate the programs, but your job can actually change by the president or administration, correct?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So this is the state FSA director of North Dakota, along with the RD director of North Dakota. They are both appointed positions, and we serve as the administration goes. So, if you know, as we all know, that there's going to be a change in administration in D.C., so I'm kind of be walking out the door here before Inauguration Day. So it's been a great tour, and it's something that I'll always remember, and it's been fun, Eric. It's been a lot of programs, a lot of things coming out. I think I'll go down as the SED that's given away the most amount of money in the shortest period of time, but I don't know if that's something to be proud of, but it is the fact that, you know, what happened. So,
well, you did a fantastic job. Your staff did a fantastic job. I know we've mentioned it a few times, but you have had to, and your staff have had to administrate a lot of big programs that I don't know if in the history of the FSA, we've had all these different programs coming down the pike. Obviously, just in the ag industry, there were issues with the trade wars and commodity prices and with MF, what am I thinking of?
MFP, that would be MFP. The tariffs. You know, that started back, you know, when it first came on board. And, of course, then CFAP and the WIP Plus with the, you know, disaster thing. So, you know, the farm bills were getting written here 10 years ago that we were going to get away from these ad hoc disaster programs. I think we've done five of them in the 3 years that I've been here, or 3.5 years that I've been here. So we didn't really accomplish that by getting away from those ad hocs. But on the same token, I think we've helped up this farm economy in North Dakota, that it's still in a good place today. We got commodity prices that have just rebounded fantastically. You know, when you're talking upper 12s and soybeans and $4.70 corn, I mean, right, these are good prices for producers, and producers will do fine with these prices.
How do you see things in 2021? Obviously, just going back to what you did before, which was be on the farm with your family, things are setting up pretty good for 2021, except for moisture.
I think the fall of 2020, as bad as 2020 was in a lot of aspects, the fall of 2020 was what the producer in North Dakota needed, between the cattle guy getting his, you know, cattle yards cleaned out and getting, you know, feed stocks in to the, you know, crop producer that was able to get that ground worked and get some, you know, ditches cleaned out. And those are things that have set us up for a great start on 2021. Rally in markets, you know, producers sitting down with their banker this spring are going to be able to, you know, pencil in a nice, you know, profit if they pull the trigger on forward selling some of these commodity prices. So in my mind, I'm stepping away from FSA, and I think it's a good time that producers can step away from FSA and get their money back from the marketplace, which we all want to be at, you know, when we are raising these animals and crops.
Again, that is the outgoing executive director of the North Dakota FSA office, Brad Thickeson. We obviously wish him well. We'll continue with Farm Talk and Mick Care coming up in just a moment.